Sarah Bikurim Parabev, Mishnah Dal, the eighth of Bikurim, Mashain came Betruma Uba Miser. There are some dinah that apply to Bikurim that do not apply to Truma to Miser. Shah Bikurim nickname Bimachuba Lakarka. Bikurim are acquired while still attached to the ground. When a tree blossoms its first fruit, you go down to the tree and wrap a ribbon around the first fruit while still attached to the tree, as opposed to Truma to Miser, they are separated only after you harvest the produce. If a person wants to make his entire field Bikurim, he may do so. If he wants to take all of his fruit for Bikurim, he's allowed to do that. As opposed to Trumas HaMaisris, you have to have some Shirayim. You cannot take all of your produce for Trumas HaMaisris. You have to leave over some. That would be Chuma. When it comes to Bikurim, you're responsible for the Bikurim. If you put the Bikurim in the basket and you start going through Yerushalayim and on the way it becomes Tameh or gets lost or gets stolen, you have to replace them. But once you bring it to the Azara, if they get lost or Tameh in the Azara, you do not have to replace the Bikurim. As opposed to Trumas HaMaisris, they do not have to be replaced. If you separate Trumas HaMaisris and then they get lost before you give it to the Kohen and before you bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you do not have to replace them. Utu'unin Korba. And Bikurim require a Korba. When you bring the Bikurim, you also have to bring a Korban Shlomim this year. And Bikurim is accompanied by the singing from the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. Utnufa. Bikurim require waving. When the Kohen takes the basket of Bikurim from your hand, he would wave them up and down and to and fro. Belina. And Bikurim also require Lina. Meaning to say, when you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to sleep over and you were shlomim that night. You could only return home the next day. Sechet Bikurim Parabeis Mishnah Hei Trumas Maaser Shabbat LeBikurim B'Shtei Drachim V'Lak Truma B'Shtei Drachim. Trumas Maaser is similar to Bikurim in two ways and similar to Truma in two ways, meaning to say, regarding two dinim, Trumas Maaser is the same as Bikurim. Regarding two other dinim, Trumas Maaser is the same as regular Truma. Trumas Maaser is a Truma that is taken off by Levim. After Levim receive Maaser Rishon, they take off 10% from the Maaser Rishon, which is the Trumas Maaser, and it is given to the Kohen. Nitelus Minatar Awatamit. The Shalomin Amukov Kabikur. Trumas Maaser is separated from produce that is tar to cover for produce that is tamit. And so too, Trumas Maaser is taken off Shalomin Amukov. Meaning to say, if a Levi has some Maaser Rishon, and some of it is tar and some of it is tamit, the Levi can take off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that is tar, and that would cover also for the Maaser Rishon that is tamit. And also the Levi can take out Trumas Maaser Shalom and Amukov. If some of the Maaser Rishon is in front of him and some of it is not, the Levi can separate Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that is in front of him. That would cover also for the Maaser Rishon that is not in front of him. That is similar to Bikurim. As Bikurim can be separated from the fruit of a tree that is in front of him to cover for trees that are not in front of him, and so too, Bikurim can be separated from fruit that is tar, that would cover for fruit that is tummy. As opposed to regular truma cannot be taken off Shalom and Amukov. When you separate the truma, all the produce has to be in front of you. And so too, truma cannot be taken off from tar to cover for tummy. Some of his produce is tar, and some of it is tummy. You can't separate truma from the produce that is tar in order to cover also for the produce that is tummy. V'osereth et ha-goyren v'yesh lo shir kat truma. Now there are two ways that Trumas Maaser are similar to regular truma. It's oyser the goyren, meaning to say, until you separate the Trumas Maaser, you cannot eat the grain in the granary. A Levi that receives Maaser Rishon is not allowed to eat that Maaser Rishon until he separates Trumas Maaser. And that way, it's similar to regular truma. You can't eat grain until you separate the truma. Before you separate the truma, the grain is considered tevel and is forbidden to be eaten. So too, Maaser Rishon is considered tevel and you're not allowed to eat it until the Trumas Maaser is taken from it. As opposed to Bikurim, even though Bikurim is supposed to be taken from the first fruits, you are allowed to eat from the fruits before you take off the Bikurim. And so too, Trumas Maaser has a shear. The shear is 10%. That shear is Minat Torah. And in that way, similar to regular Truma, which also has a shear, the medium shear for Truma is 1 out of 50. Now, the shear for Truma is not Minat Torah, but there is an esmakta. There is a hint in the pasuk to the shear of Truma, as opposed to Bikurim, even though it does have a shear, which is 1 out of 60, but that shear, there is no hint to it in the pasuk. It is strictly midrabanan.